from KQED.
The U.S. Olympic Committee is considering 10 bids for the 2024 Summer Games, but the one that's captured global attention is the joint proposal from San Diego and Tijuana. For all the political tension and increased fortification of the border, there's a lot of affection and affinity between the two cities. That point was driven home yesterday at an event Adrian Florido of KPBS describes for us.
In 2008, the San Diego Border Patrol replaced a flimsy fence with a tall, thick one. They built a gate into it so they could do maintenance on both sides. Jim Brown is an architect. He negotiated to get Border Patrol to open the gate for the first time ever. They agreed, but getting it ready for Sunday's event wasn't so easy.
It slowly rusted solidly shut over the years. So I came out with some WD-40. It was kind of comical, a little teeny can, you know, at the convenience store, spraying it on the hinges. No, it would not budge. So Border Patrol came out with some torches and whatnot and popped it open.
It just so happened that Sunday, Luis Angulo had come to meet his 5-year-old daughter for the first time through the fence.
Papa!
Ah, qué hermosa.
She was born in Mexico. He lives in San Diego.
My sister, she's a lawyer in Mexico, and she told me, hey, you can come to the border and try to know to see your daughter from here. Yeah.
Bronwyn Ingram is San Diego Mayor Bob Filner's fiance. She says those kinds of stories show the ties that bind border cities are stronger than the fence that separates them.
When you come here and you spend time and you see the families talking together, you know, putting their fingers together through the fence to touch each other, it's really moving.
As crowds gathered on both sides of the fence, she and the mayor moved toward the gate. Architect Jim Brown removed a large steel beam lock and swung the gate open. The faces of people on the other side, usually obscured by the fence's tight mesh, suddenly became clear. The mayor called Luis Angulo toward the opening. He hesitated, but then his daughter walked through, looking up at him. He picked her up and gave her a giant hug. For the California Report, I'm Adrian Florido in San Diego.